Good morning. A finger pointing to the left meant slave labour. To the right, immediate death. It was 1944. 14-year-old Ziggy Schipper, who had survived the Lodz ghetto, arrived in Auschwitz-Birkenau. He was sent to the right, the gas chambers, but inexplicably he was pulled from his group and sent in the opposite direction, to be subjected to forced labour instead. Ziggy had lost touch with his entire family, but he went on to survive the horrors of Auschwitz and then the Stutthof concentration camp. He endured the torture of a Nazi death march and suffered with life-threatening typhus before being liberated in 1945. 2 years later, out of the blue, Ziggy received a letter from a Polish-Jewish woman in England. She explained that she had survived the Holocaust. She was searching for her son, and she was excited to find his name on a British Red Cross list. She asked Ziggy to check if he had a scar on his left wrist, having been burnt when he was 2. He did, and that's how Ziggy came to England, to be reunited with his mother. Ziggy Schipper died last week on his 93rd birthday. Like numerous Holocaust survivors, Ziggy was determined to be positive. He was a beacon of light with a mischievous twinkle in his eye. His wit and warmth were infectious. Ziggy devoted his life to educating others and urging everyone to appreciate our common humanity. He conveyed the message that the Holocaust was unique in its origins, its scale, and the depth of its evil perpetrated by cultured and sophisticated people. And yet, Ziggy lived to see a worrying resurgence of global anti-Semitism and a time when the Holocaust is increasingly misappropriated as a tool to attract attention. Just in the last few weeks, a sitting member of parliament claimed that the COVID vaccine program was the biggest crime against humanity since the Holocaust. And the Russian foreign minister accused the West of seeking the final solution to the Russian question. Not so long ago, a UK football manager described a player having a bad game as having a Holocaust. Ziggy Schipper lived his life in the spirit of Psalm 34, the words of which are exceptionally relevant today. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. On a return visit to Auschwitz in 2016, Ziggy asked, "Have we learnt?" And he answered, "I don't know, but we must not give up." Today is Holocaust Memorial Day. Sadly, with each year that passes, there are fewer and fewer survivors, and we are now the ones who must never give up.